Rabbana, Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hussain Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here today. Today we're going to be examining a question regarding a very important event that occurred in the history of Islam, and that is the event of Mubahila. Some of our listeners might be acquainted with this event. There was a group of Christians from the land called Najran who came to the Prophet and asked him certain questions about Islam. The Prophet debated with them. He answered their questions, and he was able to resolve all of the questions that they had regarding Islam, and he was able to, analytically and logically speaking and rationally speaking, answer all the questions that they had regarding Islam. And he convinced them that, you know, Islam was the right religion, and it had abrogated the Christian religion which preceded it. However, nevertheless, these Christians were not ready to submit to Islam and didn't want to become Muslims. During this time, God Almighty revealed certain verses in the Holy Quran, which ordered the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to conduct a mubahila with these people. This mubahila was a mutual act of cursing that was to be performed by both parties, meaning that both parties would come to a certain place with their families, and then they would curse one another and ask God to send the punishment upon those people who were not upon the true religion. So the question we have regarding this event is exactly what transpired after this event occurred. Meaning, did these Christians eventually become Muslims or not? And then what happened exactly subsequent to this event? Historically, we know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with his family, the Ahlul Bayt, Imam Ali alayhi salam, the Lady Fatima, his daughter alayha as-salam, and his two grandchildren, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein alayhi as-salam. And the Christians of Najran who had come to the meeting place in which the Mubahila was to be conducted, when they saw these holy personalities from afar and saw that their luminous and spiritual glow coming from them, they knew that their leader advised them not to conduct a mubahila with these people, because he said that if you conduct a mubahila with these people, you surely will be destroyed. The Christians asked their leader, then what then should we do, and how should we resolve this problem, because we don't want to submit to Islam. At the same time, we don't want to conduct this mubahila. How should we save ourselves from this predicament that we find ourselves in? So this person advised them to conduct a peace treaty with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and agree to pay a certain tax, which in Islamic jurisprudence we call the jizya, which non-Muslims are to pay. Non-Muslims who live in a Muslim government, under the auspices of a Muslim government, pay to the Muslim government in order to live freely and securely and safely within the Islamic government, and they're free in this case to perform their religion. And this is what the Christians did. They didn't accept Islam. They came to the Prophet, conducted a peace treaty with him, and agreed to pay the jizya to them. But in any case, we still see, and it still indicates the fact that they were defeated in their debate and their with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it proves the truth of Islamic religion. Thank you for joining us on The Key. We were looking at the events of Mubahila and the events which followed it. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussain Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.